Your broadcast home for Shelby County Rockets and Martha Lane Collins Titan Sports. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
All right, welcome back here to Montgomery County High School. We are ready to start the second half of play. One half of play, through two quarters of play. We are scoreless here in this one. Collins had won the initial coin flip and elected to defer, so they will receive the kickoff here in the second half. Both teams now making their way back, or their return. Collins' return team making their way onto the field, as is the kickoff team here for Montgomery County. And that's something we haven't seen thus far, Scott, is the kickoff team for Montgomery County, or return team for Collins here so far tonight. So let's see. Let's see what return men we'll have. It looks like we're going to have Pookie Murphy in the middle with, I think it's Hawk on his left side and Roseberry on the right. Up men will have Maggard, Harrod, and Casey Warner.
I think the second group needs to come up about five more yards.
I agree with you.
Watching that guy like warm up. And first, he's going to run from the concession stand to kick it.
Spencer Holder set to kick it off. He approaches the ball, and he squibs it to the right side. Will be fielded by Hawk down at the 15-yard line. Trying to make a man miss, literally loose with a football there. He'll be tackled down at the 23-yard line. Looks like he ran the opposite way of where all his blockers were. Like was returned left and he ran right, didn't you think?
That's what it looked like to me. Now, I was kind of nervous when he had that ball out there like a chicken wing.
Yeah, does anybody know anything about chicken wings?
I like mine buffaloed.
A little ranch.
Not a little ranch. Just give me a fountain. That'd be a good thing. They need, like, you know how the fountain machines, yeah. Coke? You can get you like a ranch fountain. you can put as much ranch as you want.
All right. Collins will open up the second half, first and 10 from the, it was like the 22-yard line. Pistol formation here for Collins. I think it's Roseberry on the backside. He'll turn, he'll hand to Roseberry. Kicks it to the outside. Being stretched out now, trying to cut it back. He'll lose yardage back inside the 20-yard line.
JR didn't handle the snap real good, and they kind of threw it off. And I tell you what, we haven't got anything to be able to go outside, stretching the field. I don't know if it's the receivers, not blah. I don't know what the deal is, but that hadn't worked.
It just seems like first down's always been a negative play, and you're constantly behind the chains.
And with the sophomore quarterback, you don't want that.
Second and 13. They'll go empty backfield, five wide set. Roseberry will stretch out to the wide side of the field. And this has this look of a wide receiver screen the whole way here. We'll see where it goes. Lucas takes a snap, and it's going to be a delay of game.
It had to be. It took forever.
So one play in, Collins is going to be 8 yards in the negative.
That's just where you get to play in quicker. I mean, that play took forever.
So that'll back things up inside the 15-yard line. Will be second in about 18. And this ball marked at the 14-yard line. So they'll say same formation. Lucas all on the backfield. Four receivers to the left side of the field, one to the right. JR takes a snap. He's got Hawk open. Decide not to throw it to him. Going to wheel to his right, looking to run. Spins up over the 20-yard line. Good run by JR. He didn't step out of bounds. He's up close to the 23-yard line, which is going to be about a 10-yard gain.
Could be about third and eight or so. Third and nine, maybe.
He had Hawk wide open in the left flat. Decide not to take it. Roll to the right instead. Made a nice spin move before being tackled at the 24-yard line, third and nine. Once again, five wide set, three to the left, two to the right. Lucas looks over the formation, takes a snap, dropping straight back. Now looking in the middle of the field, and he's got him. First down to Dalton Maggard up near the 34-yard line. Nice pitch and catch.
You know, you always hear the term, you know, game slowing down a lot of times for basketball. I think it's JR, you know, it's still not now it hadn't, but like, you know, that when Hawk was open, the game just, it starts slowing down to him. And you remember, he's a sophomore, hadn't played a lot of games. But you know what I'm saying? I think when that happens, I think, what's this guy doing? I looked down, man, guys are on the field. They think he's doing cartwheels out there. But
he's got a cramp, but he took a tumble on the way out. Well, you know, I'm telling you, JR, I think one thing as well, it seems like to me he's trusting his blocking. And instead of wanting to roll outside the pocket every time he feels pressure, he's kind of stayed inside the pocket, stepped up when he had to, but not just running out every time he feels any type of pressure. I think they were going to call too many men on the field until they realized this guy blew a calf out.
I tell you, I didn't know what happened to him. He came over here, and I just had to look. I thought he tripped over the line.
He went
man
down
looked,
hard.
Man looked like Tyler Long going to get a fried Twinkie at the fair.
Oh, he'd have never fell down for that.
That's a good point.
He may have looked like Tyler Long wringing his glove out in right field. But Collins will have it first and 10. But a nice throw there, a nice catch by Maggard. But J.R. stepped up in the pocket and delivered a good first down pass. Back-to-back nice plays by J.R. One on the scramble, the next one on the completion. Led to a first down here for Collins. Still dealing with injury here on the field. I thought it was just a cramp.
I don't know. I think it was. He kind of grabbed the back of his calf. Well, it could have been anything, I guess. But
still seems to be trying to work it out. But seems to be in quite a bit of pain right on the sideline near us here. Well, let's take a 30-second break, and then we'll come back, pick up game action. 10:03 to go here in the third quarter play. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Why are you wearing camouflage at the office?
It's chickenflage. To protect my Zaxby's boneless wings meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce. That's two amazing flavor sensations in one. I've got to keep it hidden. Chickenflage keeps me off the grid.
Everyone can see you.
No, they can't.
Oh, hi, Mike. Nice camouflage.
Told you. Everyone wants a Zaxby's boneless wings meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce. Served with celery, ranch, crinkle fries, and a small drink. Try it today and upgrade to a medium souvenir chicken flash cup. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
All right, injured player for Montgomery County was Cody Parsley, their leading returning receiver on the season, coming out with a cramp in his left calf. They finally got him off the field. Collins back to the line of scrimmage, and they'll have it first and 10 here from the 33-yard line. They'll stay five wide set. Lucas all alone in the backfield. JR takes a snap, drops straight back. Got plenty of time looking deep down the field, looking for Roseberry, and overthrew him by about 2 yards, streaking in the right sideline. That's a play we saw so many times out of the combo of Page to Ferris on a little wheel route down the right sideline. He had his man beat by 3 or 4 yards.
Just a little bit overthrown. JR's arm strength is definitely not his problem.
No, not a problem.
The size, he definitely got the arm to throw the football.
That ball was on a rope at 45 yards right there. They'll go back, two-back set. Leland Carwell in the backfield. He'll turn. He'll hand to Murphy instead. Pookie hit at the line of scrimmage. Spinning off, still chugging along. Over the 40-yard line. Fumbles it. And going to be recovered by Montgomery County. Flag on the play.
I think he caught him down, though. They called him down? I never seen nobody signal Montgomery County.
Got another cramp by two other cramps by Montgomery County on the field as well. One guy down, one guy now goes back down again. So I think
that
they did rule him down.
There had to be a face mask over there because there was no other Collins
got up to the 41-yard line. Now we're waiting for the official call on the play.
Face mask
on Montgomery County. I think there's just one penalty for face mask anymore, no severity.
It's not that hot out there, but guy's starting to catch cramps. Since Montgomery, I don't know if it's the same guy or no, one guy's still over here.
No, he's still over here. Got two different guys down on the field with both cramps in their calves. So they're advancing the ball, it appears, to the 46-yard line of Collins for a first and 10. They're two players down for Montgomery County.
One thing is, that's three defensive starters, I would say, they're going to be out.
Yeah.
Because there's one already out over here.
Number 11, Luke Dragu. He's making his way back to his feet. But I can't get a number on the guy down about the 30-yard line. But they are stretching out his right leg, or left, his left leg as well, I'm sorry. So a first appearance on the offensive side of things for Leland Carwell. Scott didn't see him all in the first half, put him in the backfield, had a nice block. on that last play with Poogie Murphy. I think it's number 25 for Montgomery County. I think, but I don't have it.
Oh! Just got rid of some Gatorade.
Yes, he did. It's 25, but I don't have a 25 on my roster. So I think his last name is Gatorade.
He doesn't like
that. And he just went again. As he is going again. He's like Mount St. Helens here.
I know one thing, I wouldn't be near him.
As finally gets off the field, but all right, first and 10, Collins. Lucas being pressured, now steps up, trying to get back to the line of scrimmage, and actually will get some positive yardage up near midfield. Looked like he was going to be sacked in the backfield. He'll actually get positive yardage, and they'll spot him right at midfield, so gain a 4 on that last scramble by Lucas. So second and 6 from midfield. Collins will stay in a 4 receiver set, 3 to the left side. Maggard, the lone receiver to the right. Roseberry back in the shotgun here with Lucas.
Nope.
And Lucas being pressured, trying to step up. Nice, makes a man miss over midfield. Another good move to the outside. It will be hit out of bounds. That'll add 15 onto that play. JR, two nice moves to get to the outside. Knocked out of bounds at the 42. Then a really late hit will add 15 more onto this one.
I tell you one thing. If they could ever just loop that ball over that line when they're to Roseberry over here, I mean, there's nobody over here. But JR doing a good job of looting the rush.
That play almost looked like to me that it was
drawn
supposed
up
to be a screen play, and there was nobody. But there was nobody there because all four members of the defensive line broke through. Lucas, good job, mate. Two good moves on the outside. So that'll move the ball down to the 27-yard line. So first and 10, Titans. They'll stay in this four-receiver set, same formation. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Sam Harrod in the backfield here with Lucas. JR going to take it and going to roll to his left this time. Still rolling. Steps up, trying to make a move. Nice move to the outside, then hit hard right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe even lose a yard. Back to the 28-yard line, loss of 1, will be 2nd and 11. Just under 9 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. We are still scoreless. Collins' offense looks to the sideline. They're going to stay in a 2-back set in the shotgun, 3 receivers split to the right. JR takes a snap. He's going to hand to Carwell. Leland trying to get to the outside. Now cuts under. Now trying, still spinning. Hit to about the 25 and will be wrestled down there.
Be interesting to see what Collins, if they don't make it here, if they'll try a field goal. The field goal kicker's got a good leg. Right now, no score in the game, but maybe big third and what, about 7 or so? Maybe 3rd and 8.
About 3rd and 8. They'll mark him actually just outside the 25. Right now, looking at about a 43-yard field goal. Here on 3rd and call it 8. They'll go back to the 5 wide set. 3 split to the wide side, 2 to the right. Lucas throws to the outside, complete to Maggard. Maggard gets close down. Nice move down inside the 30. He's going to be about a yard short of the first down.
Now it's going to probably make him just go for it. Come the heavy package, I would say.
Jalen Stone making his way on the field.
Nick Eads.
Ball marked at the 18-yard line, and it will be probably, I think, less than a yard here for a first down.
Yeah, Nick Eads out there along with Fuki, and I said the heavy package, but yeah.
And they will go to their heavy package. Nick Eads in the backfield along with Roseberry. They're up backs, and Pookie Murphy on the back side of that eye. Fourth and 1. Lucas under center.
Trying to draw them offside.
And he tried a hard count, didn't bite on it. And Collins going to take a timeout. So we'll take a quick break, 30-second break here as well. 6:53 to go here in the third quarter. We are still scoreless. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 11 years. Whether you are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activity that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment, 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN programming.
Lucas under center takes a snap. He'll hand to Murphy, and he's hit in the backfield, and he won't get it. He's stuffed for about a yard loss back at the 20-yard line. That play was blown up from the start, and Collins will turn it over on down. Harvey on the carry up over the 25, maybe the 26-yard line. 6-yard gain here for Montgomery County on their first possession here of the second half. He's second and four. Do see Cody Parsley back on the field. Went out with cramps early, but he's gingerly walking out to his wide receiver spot. Split to the wide side on the right side of the formation. Under center turns, hands to Harvey, hitting the backfield hard by Leland Carwell for about a 2-yard loss back inside the 25 to the 24-yard line.
Leland's already picked it up here since about the middle of that, about the start of second quarter, so first quarter a little slow.
Third and six, shotgun formation this time for Walker. Takes a snap, looking to throw. Being pressured up the middle of the field. Carwell's got him again. Oh. They sack him right at the line of scrimmage.
That wasn't no face, man.
And once again, Jalen Stone and Leland Carwell, all kinds of pressure on the quarterback, and Montgomery County will punt it away.
I think Walker's starting to feel, hear some feet coming right there. He's kind of, looked like he had a little alley to throw it, but when you start getting pressure on the quarterback, he starts getting a little nervous. He does a better job of cheering on the sideline there.
Dalton Stevens back to punt, back deep. Pookie Murphy and Nashawn Roseberry both inside midfield here. Snap back, bringing the pressure, and good chance by Stucker, fielded by Roseberry. Gets through the first down the 40-yard spin.
They're going to call a block in the back. There ain't no way.
Got a flag in midfield. He'll return it all the way down to the 36-yard line.
That reminds me of the blind spot. It's excessive blocking right there. He just absolutely destroyed that guy. Coach, what do you call the penalty for? I mean,
excessive blocking. Block.
He just absolutely destroyed that guy. Unless they call blow to the head.
So a block in the back on Collins.
Yeah, there wasn't no block.
It will back him back up to the 40-yard line. And Collins will take over first and 10 from their own 40-yard line.
It was just a – I think the guy turned around and seen the guy's feet up in there and figured that's what it was.
4:41 to go here in the third quarter. We're still scoreless. Collins on their last two possessions have driven it deep. One time inside the 10, last time inside the 20-yard line, but they've yet to get any points on the board here.
These guys are backwards over here. We got the ball going the wrong way. Here we go.
But as you mentioned, I'm not sure if it's on air or off, but J.R. Lucas really played well at start here in the third quarter of play, both with his legs and his arm. And with that, they're going to go empty backfield, five wide set. Look, they could just raise up and throw it to the guy in the slot. Nobody covering him. And it'll be a shovel pass forward to Roseberry. They're trying to get the outside, trying to split two men. He's over midfield for the first down. And a good burst of speed by Roseberry. Another half step. He's in the end zone right now. He'll settle for 11-yard gain, and we've got another man down.
As we learned from our friends.
And that's the guy that blew the chunks. He's down again.
As we learned from our friends at Fort Thomas Highlands, number 8 has to come out because he lost his helmet.
Sure did.
They probably got more concerns than Los Alamos. They got to be 37-13.
I guarantee you this. If there's anybody in this whole facility that's dehydrated.
It's this guy here.
It's got to be. I just saw him empty his entire stomach out here in the last possession. So he's down again with cramps, so we'll take another break. 4:26 to go in this one. We're scoreless. You listen to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Our greatest value is the 2501 DT compact tractor, one of the largest, strongest compact tractor frames on the market. Now through September 30th, get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates to help you do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. Your Kubota dealer in Shelbyville is Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Your broadcast home for Shelby County Rockets and Martha Lane Collins Titan Sports. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
4:26 to go here in the third quarter of play. We are scoreless. Collins once again on the drive once again. They've crossed midfield for the third straight possession. This time trying to end maybe with some points on the board. They'll have it first and 10 from the 49-yard line of Montgomery County.
I was thinking Nashon's like he's about this one tackle from going a distance here, but he's not in the game now. So, but you know what I mean.
Shotgun formation, two backs. Split to each side of Lucas. Three receiver set. JR takes a snap. He'll turn, and this is going to be the flea flicker. Got the Maggard wide open. Couldn't get it off to him. He'll roll to his right instead.
JR
spins back to the middle of the field and will be settled for about a 3-yard loss. Had Maggard wide open down the left sideline.
That's the play you can run once.
Yeah.
Looked like me also had, but you could have been in trouble with linemen downfield. That's one thing about it. When you start scrambling like that, you see a lot of guys open, but then you also, there's a lot of linemen downfield. So probably a decent decision by JR once he, looked like he had time to throw it football, though.
Well, Maggard's so wide open, if he throws it, underthrows it by 5 yards, it's not going to matter.
I guess he thought he couldn't get it over a guy, the lineman.
They'll settle for a 3-yard gain instead. So second and 7, ball snap, handed to Harrod. Sam looking to run around the right side, and we'll get a short gain, maybe a yard down to the 45-yard line. Like, see Sam maybe cut that up. Doesn't have the same speed that you see out of an Ashawn Roseberry.
A lot of guys don't.
No, that's what I'm saying. We'd like to see him just try to cut it up and use his ability to get north and south there.
Huge third down play here for Collins.
So third and 6, ball at the 45-yard line of Montgomery County. Lucas, two back set, stays in the shotgun. JR takes it. He'll hand to Roseberry straight at the middle of the field, and he's going to be well short of the first down, down maybe to the 42. It's going to leave them about 3 yards short of the first down. Got to think if they're running that play, it was the design of
two down
going forward on fourth. Actually going to get him at the 42, so he is 3 yards short of it. Be fourth and 3.
I think Coach Lucas likes the way his defense is playing now, so this is a no-doubter, though. I think I would, man, I'd almost run Nashon again.
It'll stay same formation.
What we don't need to get is we're confused.
Lucas in the shotgun, fourth and 3. Turns, he's going to hand in to Roseberry again. Nashon going to be hitting the backfield. Nowhere to go, and he'll be back for a 3-yard loss back at the 45-yard line. That play has not worked all night. They've tried to stretch it off right, left side, and it's went for negative yardage pretty much all night long. And with a turnover on downs, it's going to leave Montgomery County in great field position.
This game's going like if one team can score, it might be.
I'm telling you what, one score might put it away. So a big defensive stop by the Indians. And poor 25, they keep getting him on the field. Went out twice already with cramps. He's back on the field on the offensive side. Montgomery County going to take another timeout to start a possession.
I've never seen too many timeouts start possessions in my life.
So they've used two. I think Collins has used one here in the second half. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play, Scott. It's got the makings of really whoever scores probably going to win this game.
Yeah, and Collins had that chance on that flea flicker. That was one of the big chances. Maggard, 20 yards open down there. J. JR just couldn't get the ball off.
And like you said, that's pretty much one play that you can run once a game. Not really not going to get it twice in a game. But I think what I have seen, really, I mean, out of the third quarter play, JR's played pretty well here in the third quarter play, both with his arm and his legs. But just haven't made a finish off any drives here so far tonight.
First down's killing them. You know, they just seem like you mentioned earlier, they always starting behind the chains or third and nine, or I'm sorry, second and nine. But, you know, he's starting to play a little better, and the defense is starting to play better. So, like, but this thing is one big play, and you're down seven, you know. So, a good field position here for the, what are they, the Indians?
Indians. So Montgomery County out first and 10 from their own 45. Walker rolling to his right, looking to throw, being chased by Stone. Now being chased, he's going to be sacked for a big loss back inside the 30-yard line, back close to the 28. So nearly a 20-yard loss on first down. Walker rolled out, and Jalen Stone has been on him all night long.
So Stone's going to go the wrong sideline.
So that'll go for a 17-yard loss on first down and bring up second and 27.
See a screen here, maybe.
Walker, quick out pattern and through the hands of Akers, and he is hit once again as Stucker came through and laid the wood to him on that last completion as Walker gets up slowly from that last hit.
Yeah, Walker seemed to enjoy a hit by the JR got earlier, but he's starting to feel it. Starting to get a few hits on the other side now.
So Collins just needs to play smart here on third and 27. See what Montgomery County decides to do. Jalen Stone so far has lived in the backfield. Brandon Webb in the game here for Collins, playing the nose tackle during this, I think it's his first action here of the night. Hit Walker, being chased by Jacob Dale. Spins out, now he's looking to run with it. And he'll be tackled a bit behind the line of scrimmage once again. Zach Stucker once again.
I done found out one thing in this game. If I don't find out anything. Zach
he's
Stucker
a player.
Plays some football.
Very, very good instincts on the field. Saw the guy. He was back in pass coverage.
He tried to get the guy, give him five. That guy walk right behind. Oh, shoot.
He used his instincts to come forward, make the tackle on the quarterback for a yard loss. And once again, Montgomery County punting. The Roseberry back near midfield, set to return. Stucker comes, nearly blocked that one. High punt. And ball will hit in midfield and take a Montgomery County roll.
Get away from it!
One man. And will come to rest.
I never understand how people want to get near the ball.
44-yard line of Collins. Well, they'll start their next possession.
Stucker's come close to them, blocking one
twice.
In the punt.
Yeah.
You know, you always hear about these kids when they're in middle school, you know, being, I mean, wait, you see this kid play. He's always one of the kids you always, especially in that, he was in that good group, that was that sophomore group. And, man, he didn't play last year after he had to set out, I think, from transferring or whatever. But, man, he
played well tonight.
They talked about him good on the offensive side of the ball, too, you know, so.
22 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Collins will take over. First and 10 from Montgomery County, 44-yard line. Lucas stays in the shotgun.
One-on-one over here. I guess
JR takes. He was a hand to Roseberry straight to the middle of the field, trying to break it to the outside, down to the 40. Down to the 30. One man to beat on the move and will be pushed out of bounds. Inside the 20 down, they'll call him at the 14-yard line.
That was kind of a strange play. JR caught the snap. Looked like he
almost
took a
going
step
forward.
And then, you would think, I wanted to see Nation finish that run because he seemed like we struggle when we get inside the 10 down there. And then we're on, the 14?
14-yard line.
Stepped out earlier than I thought he did.
Nation will stay in the game after that long run. 11 seconds to go here in the quarter. Lucas in the shotgun, Roseberry to his left. JR takes it. He'll hand to Nation again. Trying to break to the outside, nothing there, and he'll go down right at the line of scrimmage at the 14-yard line. And that will take us to the end of the third quarter of play. So Collins has controlled the game in the third quarter, but has no points to show for it. And through three quarters of play, we are still scoreless. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.